This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Okay, this is one of the most incredible stories because it's kind of like borderline unbelievable that I woke up to, well, I didn't wake up, I was already up. And I got an email from a parent in Pine Richland because they had received this email late last night. So I got this, and I see they're doing this story right now on Channel 2. So I got this, 7-something this morning. And it is a letter sent from Pine Richland's head coach, John LeDun, who I know, he's a good man, to his own team, parents, community. They play Fox Chapel, my alma mater, in a little under 2 hours from now. It's a conference game. Pine Richland heavily favored. But Fox Chapel has 59 players, 15 seniors. Fox Chapel's 2-3. They have not been shut out all year. They were 2-1 at one point. So it's not this downtrodden sob story like Baldwin or a team that just gets their doors blown off every week. Pine Richland's had their number in recent years, but keep all that in mind before I read this letter. And the letter goes like this. After numerous conversations with the Fox Chapel Athletic Office, we've agreed to modify the game schedule for this contest.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In the spirit of sportsmanship, we understand the current situation with the Fox Chapel football program. We will play a normal 12-minute first quarter, followed by a shortened second quarter of 8 minutes. The clock will be stopped as normal in the first half. The second half will consist of an 8-minute running clock per quarter. I am sure this was not an easy request, but understand how taxing, both physically and mentally, lack of success on the field can be. A shortened game will limit impacts for players, keeping their players safe and ensuring their varsity personnel can continue to compete the rest of the season, minimizing additional unnecessary risk. However, make no mistake, we will still come out and play our brand of football. We have no control over our schedule, and as this is a conference game, we plan to execute our game plan throughout the contest. No matter what the first half brings, we will have our starters come out at the start of the third quarter. This approach ensures players remain prepared to perform following halftime, which is an important aspect of maintaining readiness as the season progresses. Playing one half of football for a series of weeks does not benefit our varsity players when they will be faced with adversity in the fourth quarter, either physically or mentally. As stated during the preseason meeting, our goal at the varsity level is to win football games while developing respectable young men on and off the field. At no point will we, or have we ever, purposely tried to embarrass an opponent. I appreciate your understanding in this matter. Many thanks, Coach John LeDun, Pine Richland High School. It has come to my attention after talking to some people today that this was sent after Fox Chapel's athletic director was persistent in wanting this arrangement. The coach at Pine Richland does not want this. Okay? But the athletic director at Pine Richland relented and was like, oh, okay, fine. On top of that, after multiple people reached out to me from Fox Chapel, their parents and players were never notified of this arrangement, until they saw it on my social media, and they are not for this at all. The athletic director unilaterally decided to reach out to Pine Richland and offer this. And again, this decision was made by the athletic director without consultation of the players or their coaches. Parents told me that players from Fox Chapel were texting and calling them from school saying, what the hell's going on? I don't know if they said hell because they're high school kids. They may have even said worse. They were calling them and saying, what is happening here? This is ridiculous. We want to play a full game. Why is this occurring? And the parents said, I have no idea. I'm reading it like you are. And kids saying, this is unfair to us. Now, there are parents at Fox Chapel who want the athletic director's job before the game kicks off tonight. This is absolutely insanity. And I want to talk to you at 866-391-1020. So, do we take high school football too seriously around here? Maybe. But it's a big deal. We got it on live tonight. We have games on all the time, every week. We have a coach's show, we have this and that, all the other things. And we have an audience for it, big advertisers. But take out of it all that. Whether you play at the smallest school, the biggest school, whether you play golf, whether you play football, whether you play tennis, whether you play cricket, I don't care, at the high school level. It is a microcosm to move forward in life. Here's a situation, you deal with adversity, you then move on, you hope to get past it, and then you use that as a practical application to when you go on in the real world and perhaps learn some lessons and apply it to those moments. Okay? If you are the athletic director at Fox Chapel, you have removed an uncomfortable moment, or at least tried to. You've also told your own kids, we don't stand a chance. Let's just forget about this without consulting with them. We don't stand a chance. Let's forget about all this. They're going to roll over on us. So what we're going to do, we're going to look forward to games maybe we could win down the road. That's not fair on either end. This is a load of baloney. Imagine being a senior on this Fox Chapel team, or imagine being on either team, really. Maybe you're some, and here's the other part. There is already a mechanism built into these games that helps expedite blowouts, which is the mercy rule. If you're up 35 points or more in the second half, the clock runs as it is. To artificially or proactively artificially maneuver a game and manipulate a game before it even starts is the kind of loser mentality nobody representing a school should extend to anybody else. I went to Fox Chapel. I graduated in 1995. We were pretty darn good at sports and a lot of sports. I don't live in that district anymore. I know a lot of people who do and a lot of people who aren't happy right now. As an alum, the athletic director should be fired before they kick off tonight. He's a bozo for doing this. And he's even more of a bozo for not consulting with anybody. This is a moment, and it's a tough one for these kids. It might be one of those moments where they say, we ain't going out on that field unless we're playing a regular game. If you really think of taking a stand in life, and you think back to the lessons you teach your kids, to stand up for what you believe in, to do those kind of things. If they all get together and decide they want to do that, I wouldn't hate that. I just wouldn't. I would think, you know what? That's a pretty commendable quality. We're the players here. Why didn't we have a say in this? We're the people who signed up to play. Your silly ass wasn't there during preseason when it was 150 degrees out. And now you're telling us we can't try to play a full game? Go sit in the office and make sure the buses come on time. That's your job. Ours is to go out there on Friday night and play. And then pipe down. And then you know what? Go sit back in the office and make sure the refs show up. End of story.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.